Pamela from Pine Hill, you're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
On Saturday, December 10th, the Athens Cultural Center puts on the 2022 Athens Victorian Stroll, a holiday tradition that's been gone for a few years because of the pandemic, but is back this year with all sorts of free activities from 1 p.m. in the afternoon through the evening. Take a stroll through the village, sample all sorts of food and drinks. Santa Claus will be around and carolers will be singing. That's at the 2022 Athens Victorian Stroll on Saturday, December 10th. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
A radio network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only. To point out and make public the dishonesty, now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Hello. Hello.
Where do I go when it's children? Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Emily, that's your line.
Okay. And bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Hooray. And we're often joined by our friend Fatia, but she couldn't make it today. But I'm glad to have Amelia and Georgia with us to hear what they've been reading lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed you all last week. The suspense was killing me. What have they been reading? I must know. Who would like to share first?
I never share first, so I'll go ahead. So I was sick last week, as you know, I couldn't make it to the library, but I had plenty of time to sit home and read. So I started reading, I have two volumes of it, of a graphic novel called Lore Olympus that was originally a webcomic. It is actually still an ongoing webcomic, so if you end up buying the volumes and read them all, you can actually find where you left off in the webcomic and read ahead. I got the volumes as a gift from my dad, actually. I wasn't going to get them because I already had the webcomic and I had already read it all. But it is very interesting to have in a physical copy because the comic site that it's hosted on is formatted differently than it would be formatted on the page. So you can look and compare how it looks, like compared to how it looks on the site and how it looks on the page. And that's really interesting. It's called Lore Olympus. It is a retelling of the story of Hades and Persephone, which is one of my favorite Greek myths. And it is very good. I think the art in it is really pretty. I've seen other people absolutely hate the art in it, though. So it's, I think, and gets a really hit or miss art style. Like, I don't know if you guys remember when the blue and black or gold and white dress was a thing. I feel like it's like that, but with an art style where you look at it and you either think it's gorgeous or you hate it. Mm. But I'm one of the people who thinks it's really pretty. And that's what I've been reading over the week.
There's occasionally graphic novels that do that for me where at first I'm like, I don't like this art. It's kind of like there's something off about it. And then you get into the story and all of a sudden you're like, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting with webcomics especially because it's like Nimona where you can actually see the art start to progress. So it's like that since it was originally a webcomic. And I think Nimona was also originally a webcomic before it was a book. You can see the art actually start to improve and become more elaborate as the chapters go on, which is very cool. I also think the designs of the way the author draws the Greek gods is just really pretty.
Yeah, that looks really cool. So apparently it won the Eisner Award in 2022 for best webcomic.
Oh, that's cool.
And it says, I don't know when this was published. What was this? This was in July. The like headline also says, or like the little blurb under the headline says, the hit digital comic has accumulated over 1.2 billion views and 5.8 million subscribers on Webtoon. It reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list and is in development as an animated series.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was getting a good series. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it sounds really good. There's a little picture of the art. It looks very pretty. I'm in team pretty.
Yeah. The most criticism I've seen about it is that there's very little like body type variation. And while that was definitely true at the beginning, I think it's gotten better. The way she draws the Greek gods as is very like interesting with all of them pretty much having unnatural skin tones. Like Persephone is very pink, Hades is blue. And I think Hera has gold skin and it's all very cool. And it makes it pretty easy to differentiate who's who, which is maybe why they didn't have much body type variation at the beginning, because they were already, it could be determined by what color their skin was, whether it be like pink or blue or gold or various other colors. I think it's very pretty though. I've always thought it was very pretty. It's a lineless art style, which I always like because I don't know how to do that. And if I see someone do art that I don't know how to do, I immediately like think it's cool and admire it. So yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. It's a good reminder that I need to read that one as soon as possible. Georgia, what did you want to talk about today?
So I recently finished a book. It's a novel called Blended by Sharon M. Draper. And this book, like all my friends said, I need to read this. It's like one of the best books ever. And now I can see why this is rated that. It's such a good book. And I feel like this book is very good. And not a lot of books are on subjects like this. Everything in it, like, is just so good. And the character is actually my exact age. And it just has so much depth. It's an amazing book. I'll read the description now. You're so exotic. You look so unusual. But what are you really? 11-year-old Isabella is used to these kinds of comments. Her father is black, her mother is white, but it doesn't mean she likes them. And now that her parents are divorced and getting along worse than ever, Isabella feels like a push-me-pull-me toy. Being split between mom and dad is more than switching houses, switching nicknames, switching backpacks. It's switching identities. If you're only seen as half of this and half of that, if people base whole identity on skin tone, how can you ever feel whole? And so this is by Sharon M. Draper, and it's called Blended. And I really like the color art. It's very simple, but very meaningful. It's Isabella holding a ice cream cone in a white dress, and her ice cream cone had fallen off. It is one scoop vanilla, one scoop chocolate, and it fallen off the cone and then melted together at the bottom to this like light brown, and she's looking down at it. And I feel like the color art is very simple, but it's very meaningful, and it's a great book.
Yes, I've heard that's very good, but I've never read it. Have you read that one, Amelia? That maybe came out too late.
I haven't heard of it yet. No, I haven't. Yeah. I don't think I've read it.
I think it's a more recent one, so you may have been a little, not that anyone's ever too old for a book, but may not have been on your radar like in school, because it may not have been out.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not yet.
I think it came out 2018.
Oh, well, then I would have been still in school, so I'm not sure.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I have a book to share as well. This one is a book for adults, but I think it would be fine for teens, maybe even for younger readers, but it might have some, can't remember if it has any like bad language or stuff in it, but it is a graphic novel memoir by Kate Beaton, who is a best-selling author and illustrator cartoonist, who has some books that were geared more towards adults, like Hark a Vagrant is one of them. And then she also, oh, and Step Aside Pops, that one's good too. And then she also has written some picture books, written and illustrated some picture books, my favorite of which is The Princess and the Pony. And actually the pony makes a brief sort of a cameo in here, because there's a part where in her memoir she shows herself drawing a picture of the pony. But so yeah, it's a memoir, but it's about 2 years of Kate Beaton's life. And so it takes place right after she's graduated from college and has an enormous amount of student loan debt. And so in order to not have debt for her whole life, she decides to take a couple years and go basically where the money is, where you can make money, which is, oh, and she's from Nova Scotia, from Cape Breton Island. And so she goes to Alberta, Canada, and works on oil fields, which is also just interesting thinking about, because when you think about authors, you think about them just being authors all the time, like they've always written or illustrated, and that's what they did. But for 2 years, she worked really long, long, hard hours at various oil fields in Canada. And so it's an interesting story, both, you know, about an author that I was familiar with, but also just thinking about that kind of work and about student loan debt. And she's one of a handful of women working in a primarily male environment and sort of how that impacts her. Right here, I'll read the description as well. So I make sure I'm covering everything important without giving too much away. Celebrated cartoonist Kate Beaton vividly presents the untold story of Canada. Before there was Kate Beaton, New York Times bestselling cartoonist of Hark a Vagrant fame, there was Kate Beaton of the Cape Breton Beatons, specifically Mabu, a tight-knit seaside community where the lobster is as abundant as beaches, fiddles, and Gaelic folk songs. After university, Beaton heads out west to take advantage of Alberta's oil rush, part of the long tradition of East Coasters who seek gainful employment elsewhere when they can't find it in the homeland they love so much. With the singular goal of paying off her student loans, what the journey will actually cost Beaton will be far more than she anticipates. Arriving in Fort McMurray, Beaton finds work in the lucrative camps owned and operated by the world's largest oil companies. Being one of the few women among thousands of men, the culture shock is palpable. It does not hit home until she moves to a Spartan, isolated worksite for higher pay. She encounters the harsh reality of life in the oil sands, where trauma is an everyday occurrence, yet never discussed. Her wounds may never heal. Beaton's natural cartooning prowess is on full display as she draws colossal machinery and mammoth vehicles set against a sublime Albertan backdrop of wildlife, northern lights, and Rocky Mountains. Her first full-length graphic narrative, Duck's 2 Years in the Oil Sands, is an untold story of Canada, a country that prides itself on its egalitarian ethos and natural beauty while simultaneously exploiting both the riches of its land and the humanity of its people. As I was reading that, I was like, did I ever say the title of this book until just now? But it's called Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands.
That sounds really good. I want to read that.
It is very good. I read it in one sitting over the weekend. Just sat down and read it front to back.
So it's this is a novel, correct?
It's a graphic novel. So it's a graphic novel memoir. And one thing that's interesting in it is there's so many different characters that you meet, and she has, like, basically anytime she switches job settings within the book, she has a picture that highlights some of the characters that you're meeting. So the people, their name, what their role is, and where they're from. And I found that really interesting. It's like basically impossible to keep track of everyone. There are some people that have maybe more of an impact or role in the story, but it's just interesting thinking about all the different people that do this work, some for a longer term than, you know, she did that for 2 years to pay off her loans. And some people do it as a career. Yeah, very interesting book, very different than her other work, which is more short form. Like the adult graphic novels that she has done are more like comic strips or comic frames compiled into a book. And then the picture books obviously tell a shorter story. But I do highly suggest Princess and the Pony, as well as her adult books. I didn't like King Baby quite as much, but I'm sure there's an audience out there for that one too. But yeah, that's my book for the week. We also got a ton of new books in at the library, both adult books and books for youth. And there's a lot that I'm really excited about. One I don't know if I ever shared on the show, because I read it a really long time ago as a preview copy. But we finally got the print copy, and it looks really pretty. Often the preview copies I read are not in color, so it's just like a little bit different of an experience to read them. But this one is called Brizzy, and it's by Claribel A. Ortega with art by Rose Lusanra. And it is a graphic novel, middle grade graphic novel, and I'll read the description on it for you. Marlene loves three things: art, her cool tia Ruby, and hanging out with her best friend Camila. But according to her mother, Paola, the only thing she needs to focus on are school and growing up. That means straightening her hair every weekend so she can have presentable, good hair. Those words were in quotes, presentable and good. But Marlene hates being in the salon and doesn't understand why her curls are not considered pretty by those around her. With a few hiccups, a dash of embarrassment, and the much-needed help of Camila and Tia Ruby, she slowly starts a journey to learn to appreciate and proudly wear her curly hair. It's a very sweet book. I like the family relationships in it. And another one that we just received that I have not read yet that I'm excited about, I've read other books by this author. The author is Ada Salazar. And at least, I think both of the other books I read by her were books in verse. At least one of them was. But this one is a book in verse, and it's historical fiction. And I'll read the description on this one. Oh, it's called A Seed in the Sun. Lula Viramontes aches to one day become someone who no one can ignore, a daring ringleader in a Mexican traveling circus. But between working the grape harvest in Delano, California, with her older siblings under dangerous conditions, taking care of her younger siblings and Mama, who has mysteriously fallen ill, and doing everything she can to avoid Papa's volatile temper, it's hard to hold on to those dreams. Then she meets Dolores Huerta, Larry Itleon, and other labor rights activists, and realizes she may need to raise her voice sooner rather than later. Farm workers are striking for better treatment and wages, and whether Lula's family joins them or not will determine their future. And I love a good novel. I love both historical fiction and I love a novel in verse, so it's a good combo for me.
All of these sound really good.
Yeah, I try to only buy the really good books. It's a goal of mine, you know? It's a good goal to have. Every once in a while, I might buy a dud. And also, there's books that are not necessarily for every reader. So you might love a book that somebody else despises. But yeah, those are a couple. There's a huge stack. I was trying to decide which ones to share. But I'll stick with those two for this week, and maybe I'll highlight some others another week. But before we go for the day, is there anything that you all wanted to share that you're excited for or next reads you have on your to-read list?
I'm excited because we might get snow tonight, or rather this night, and not the night that people are going to be watching the show. But
yeah,
I like snow. I think it's nice.
I like snow when it's like real snow.
Mm.
Like when it's either like enough snow that everything shuts down, or at least when it's like I'm awake to see it. I'm a little worried that the snow, if it happens, is going to happen in the middle of the night and then turn to ice by the time I'm up and just
make
for dangerous travel. But I am excited for snow in general.
Yeah, it's easier when you're like me and you don't go anywhere, like you don't have to commute to school or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking forward to actually being able to volunteer at the library later this week and not get sick.
The perks of being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer at the library.
Yeah.
Yay. How about you, Georgia? Anything you're excited for?
Snow.
You too, huh?
And fall and winter are tied for my favorite seasons, but I'm always like more excited for winter because that means Christmas and Hanukkah, which means gifts and cookies and food and delicious desserts and gifts and family time. And that means family coming up and getting to see friends and and then also just winter weather. I'm the kind of person that gets hot so easily. Like my favorite weather is like 30 degrees snowing.
I prefer it being too cold rather than too hot if I had to choose.
Oh, totally agreed.
I'm excited for the winter walk, but that's a little ways off.
I'm that weird kid that's always wearing like a t-shirt in 55 degrees. Literally, I once wore a t-shirt in like 48 degrees.
Wow.
But I'm so excited for winter.
Yay. I like winter too.
And also Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Get to see my mom and my aunt, my uncle, and my cousins.
That means Southern Thanksgiving dinner with food made by my grandmother and my mom. And cranberry sauce.
Yum, yum.
I love cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Can't eat cranberry sauce. The texture freaks me out.
Do you do the, what kind of, do you do the canned or the homemade?
That was an accident.
My parents do the cans, which I feel like I'd like it better if it was homemade. But like, just the image of it just falling out of the can is really gross to me. I like stuffing, though.
I used to like cranberry sauce so much that I would have both the canned and the homemade, but now I only really like the homemade. Maybe if I make enough, or if we have extras, I'll save you some so you can try it. The stuff we make is really good. But I think what else I'm really excited for. One thing is just, it's because it's the end of the year, like all of these like best of book lists are coming out. And it means my to read list gets really, really crazier than usual because I find all the books that I've missed or that have been on my list, but like I'm reminded of that they're supposed to be really good and I should read them. I need more time to read books. I don't know how to make that time, though. Oh, well, I find it when I can. It's somehow almost easier in the summer because I need to garden, and that's when I get a lot of reading done because I listen to audiobooks while I garden.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's a little harder to do that in the winter. I don't know. But anyways, happy almost winter. It feels like it's winter already now that we had those 70 degree fall days for a while, but all of a sudden it's cold, cold, cold.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
What?
So when I was on my way to school today, it was 20 degrees.
Gross.
It is probably a little colder in my town. It gets really cold because of the mountains. So yeah. It was so cold and I was so happy. And I got to wear my ski jacket to school.
Wow.
I'm like so happy.
I'm glad.
I think.
But on a sad note, we have to wrap up for today. But we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Yay. Happy reading.
We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. That quality reading time that I need so badly.
Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.